The reason you ain't heard nothing yet is that my special in-person guest happens to be one of the leading actors and entertainers in the business. His relatives and some of his close friends may still think of him as Walden Robert Casotto, but the world knows him as Bobby Darin.
How are you, Jack?
Well, at the moment, I'm gassed by this album of yours.
Well, that's awfully nice of you to say that.
You know, before I went on the air, I was listening to some of the other things you've done, and the risk of embarrassing you with compliments, it really amazes me, as it must millions of other people, how you've been able to conquer such a wide scope of popular music, and to quote the liner here, in a most convincing fashion.
Well, I don't know, it's kind of hard to say, except that I enjoy so many forms of music, and I try to capture a little of the essence of what particular type I'm performing at the moment. Whether it comes off or not, of course, is a question for the listener.
Well, with that in mind, here's Bobby with Billy May. Look at this. Here's a song that goes back to 1916.
Oh, you're talking about Roses of Picardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of an old song, believe it or not. About 2 or 3 weeks before we did the album, my sister sent me a note in which she mentioned several of the tunes that she were favorites of hers, you know, as a younger person.
That's Nina, right?
Nina, right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And also favorites of my mom's, who's unfortunately no longer with us. And so when, this is one of the tunes. This and Always was another one. My Buddy was a third. So I got a whole slew of tunes from 20 years, to, you know, 25 years ago.
And here's Roses of Picardy in the style of the 1960s, as only Bobby Darin and Billy May can do it.